Anis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tanis Bavli, Daf Beis. We begin at the beginning of Tanis Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Me'im Asai Maskirin Gurus Geshomim, Reblezo Ime Miyom Tef HaRishon Shel Chag, Rebisho Ime Miyom Tef HaAchrim. And when we mention the Gevura of rain, Reblezo says it's from the first Yom Tef of Sukkos, Rebisho says it's from the last Yom Tef. Rabbi Shua Ha'il Ve'en HaGeshom Simen Bracha V'Chag Amru Mazkir. Rabbi Shua says, since rain is not a similar bracha during Sukkos, why should one mention it? Amalai, Rabbi Leza, Afu Eina Ime El Amit Masha Ruach Amoed HaGoshem Bo'ay Nosei. Rabbi Leza says, he says only Masha Ruach Amoed HaGoshem in its time, he's not requesting rain. Amalai Em Kein La'ilam Ye Mazkir. Rabbi Shua says, if so, he should always mention it. The Gemara says, Tamad Rabbi Leza, Chedei Shar Bas Minim Halalu Gedelim Alamayim Lefichach En Boim Paklitim Lamayim. The Gemara says the Blessed reason is that the four minim grow through water, and therefore they come as advocates of water, which is much rain. Alternatively, the time when the slave serves the master as much as he needs, means after the 10 days of tshuva, he demands his payment from him. Rabbi Shua says, when the slave serves the master as much as he needs, and his master is pleased with him, he demands his income from him. Alternatively, a slave demands his wages only close to the time when he needs his wages. The Bible says that Rabbi Leza says we mention from the time when we take the lulav. Rabbi Shua Aimer Meshash Meshas Henichay. Rabbi Shua says from the time when we put it down and stop taking it. And as Dadein Basvaya, he dated to Rabbi Leza Kadmaisa, he dated to Achuyasa. Rachav Shilse to Rabbi Shua Tamanu Amar Miyom Tov Achroin Vachu Amar Meis Henichay. Gemara asks, according to this Bible, Rabbi Leza's opinion earlier in our Mishnah from the first day is like his opinion later in Abaisa. However, Rishua's opinion changed. There he says from the last day of Yom Tov, and here he says from when we put down the lulav, which is the seventh day of Sukkos, Hoshana Rabba. Amar Rabbi Mana, Shukol Hayoyim Kosher Lulav. The Mana answered, the entire day is kosher for lulav, means that from when we put it down refers to the last Yom Tov when there's no more mitzvah. The Yaskim Be'erev, the Gemara asked, one should mention rain from the night. Why does the lulav say from when we take the lulav, which is Shachos? The answer is not everyone is there in the basic Knesset. We don't want that some mention means those in the basic Knesset and others do not. The Yaskub Shachos, one should mention from Shachos because everyone's in the basic Knesset. Afu Sabo Shema Hizkiru Mebe Erev, Vuhabi Midka, Kevin Du Chamilain, Gle Medachrin Bekadnisa, Medachrin Machrisa, Afu Yedea Shule Hizkiru Mebe Erev. The answer is that if so, one who was not in the basic Knesset last night will think that they mentioned at night, and he will do so next year. However, now that he sees that they don't mention in the first chilla, means of the day, meaning Shachris, and they mention in the later one, if he's Musaf, he knows that they did not mention the night before. Rabbi Chiya bar Maria, Achin Habib Yona, Avich Chaviva. Rabbi Chiya bar Maria said to Rimana, so your father Rabbi Yona asked and answered. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Pradas, Asali Yochid lahazkir, Achi Yazkir Shlech Simon. Rabbi Haggai, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that it's forbidden for an individual to mention until the Shliach Sibo mentions. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'shliach Sibo hadavar tali. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, asked, does it depend on the Shliach Sibo? And Rabbi Mana, claiming Rabbi Haggai, ma upalig. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Haggai, do Rabbi Pedas and Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagree? And Rabbi Loi, da gat alma b'shliach Sibo hadavar tali, yochid im rotz lazkir mashkir, the tal. Rabbi Haggai answered that no, what you say, that does it depend on the Shliach Sibor? No, rather, if an individual wants to mention it, he mentions, even if he didn't hear from the Shliach Sibor, that refers to Tal, it's always optional to mention it. What you say that an individual may not mention until the Shliach Sibor mentions, that refers to rain. If the Sibor stood to pray Musaf, one who enters the Beis Knesset to pray with him, he mentions rain, as if he heard the Shliach Sibor mention.